Here's the latest news from the Basin Radio Network.
Copper wire stolen from locked yard of local business. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalene. Campbell County Sheriff's Office received a report of a burglary from a gated property on North Highway 1416 on Monday around 4 p.m. According to Under Sheriff Quentin Reynolds, deputies responded to the property owned by Jim's Water Service and spoke to an employee about the theft. They learned a lock had been cut off the gate and the unknown suspect stole 3 tons of copper wire from the business. The employee believes the theft took place around 4 a.m. on Monday morning. The estimated cost of the copper wire is $20,000. The burglary is under investigation, and there are currently no suspects in the case. Crook County commissioners hear concerns over mine plans. A planned 317-acre bentonite mine close to Pine Haven has raised eyebrows among town residents who visited the Crook County commissioners last week to share their concerns, according to the Sundance Times. The Keyhole State Project is under the auspices of the Black Hills Bentonite LLC and will be situated on land leased from the state. According to the company's permit application to the Wyoming Department of Environmental Quality, 17 homes are located within a mile of the active site, the nearest of which will be within 400 feet. Several local landowners made comments on the matter after the proposed mine first entered the permitting process. Most recently, a public hearing on the potential impacts of ambient air quality took place in Pine Haven on April 10th, with numerous locals offering concerns over the impact the mine could have on town residents. The commission said that the short answer was that they can do very little other than make requests regarding maintenance of county roads. One of the concerns is that the return the state will receive from the mine was necessarily worth the impact. The company is set to make $19 million, while the state would make $45,500 per year on the lease for the land. Though this lease money benefits the schools, residents believe it needs to be balanced against the potential costs of road maintenance and the impact on tourism. For more news and information, go to BasinsRadio.com. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalene.